And welcome, everybody, to The Good Stuff. Hope you didn't eat too much turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and cranberries and pie and all of that on Thanksgiving.
Hey, with that in mind, did you hear about the clock that was really hungry after Thanksgiving dinner?
I did not.
It went back for seconds.
Oh. Hey, just before Kim tells you about Tri-State Livestock News, I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Yep, they invite you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. Maybe an ice fishing trip, a spring hunting trip, a trip down the Niobrara River, maybe next summer. When you're planning your next adventure, check it out. Visitvalentine.com and find out more.
Ready for another corny joke before Tri-State Livestock News?
I'm not sure.
What's the best kind of tree joke?
Best kind of tree joke. One that leaves you laughing.
A corny one.
A corny one. Okay.
Thank you, Cary Grant of the Valentine Public Library. That humor has been brought to you by them. Speaking of brought to you, Tri-State Livestock News is a super supporter of The Good Stuff. Local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads. You're looking for it? Tri-State Livestock News covers it. Go to tsln.com and subscribe so you're getting your copy today.
You know, speaking of Tri-State Livestock News, I had a call just the other day, and they said, you can quote me on this. Dave Price of Valentine, who's an old rodeo cowboy, many of the people out there will recognize, former judge and competitor and all-around supporter of rodeo.
And turned artist.
And turned artist right here in Valentine. He called me up and he said, you know, he said, that Tri-State Livestock News, your sponsor, does such a great job of covering the pro-rodeo stuff. He said, that's all I read anymore. I canceled my subscription to that other one.
That other one.
That other news one. And he said, Tri-State Livestock News just does a great job. So kudos to the crew there at Tri-State Livestock News.
Yep. Now you know what to get your family for Christmas.
Yes. Thanks to Dave Price for that.
Exactly.
Thanks to my sister-in-law, Jean, who once in a while we pick some things off that she puts on Facebook out there because she's a phenomenal writer. And this one is about socks.
Socks?
Yes. Put on my socks yesterday morning and realized it was the pair with a small hole in them, right at the toe. No problem. Won't bother me. Yes, it was a problem. It drove me crazy. I was trying to read, do a few things, and that one little hole was driving me crazy. Finally got up to get different ones and wishing my mom was still there to darn my socks. I don't think people do that anymore, do they? It made me think about how small things that bug me during the day take away my joy for other parts of my day. Maybe it's going to a meeting or a program that I'm not excited about, or a dentist or doctor appointment, or having to fix supper, clean house, rake leaves, or countless other things. I need to turn all those around with a heart of gratitude. It's a blessing that I'm healthy and able to do these things. It's a blessing that I have food to cook, a home to clean, the beauty of nature around me, clothes to wash. It's a blessing that we have physicians and dentists to keep us healthy. I have seen shows where someone gives the homeless some essential items and how happy they are to have a new pair of socks. Maybe I should learn to darn socks. But wait, that would involve a needle and thread. And if you know me, there would be no joy there. I'll just give thanks for the other socks I have, even the ones that have lost their mate and waiting for me to find the other one. And yes, since my feet are always cold this time of the year, I'm thankful for socks, especially if they have no holes. Thank you, Jean Burge of Valentine, allowing us to share some of those things that you post out there.
Absolutely. So guess what I have a list of?
Things not to do at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no, we're past that. That was yesterday's news. I have the top 10 senior pickup lines.
Oh, really?
Yep.
This ought to be good.
So everybody, get your notepad out. You may not need them yet, but at some point, you're going to wish you had these. Top 10 senior pickup lines. Come here often? If so, could you tell me where I am? Do you have an oxygen tank? Because you took my breath away.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like to come by and see my medicine cabinet? That's
good.
Compare
notes.
Yep. Number 7, make like a compression sock and give me a squeeze.
Jeez.
All right, now here's number 6 for the top 10 senior pickup lines. Ever had a lap dance in a wheelchair before?
Jeez, I think that's all anybody can handle today.
I'm kind of thinking I'm going to save the top 5 for another program.
Another edition of The Good Stuff.